Shaw and Partners, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Mike.
Scaler up. I mean, good news. I mean, it's got to be good news, isn't it? When you're making gumboots and farming, you can't go wrong at the moment, can you?
There's an element of that there, yeah. It's been a busy week for markets, but, you know, gold's all over the place. The oil price, unfortunately, all over the place overnight as well. But one thing that's not going away is tariffs. Now, the level of sort of interest and attention waxes and wanes, but they haven't gone away. And Scaler Up, local listed company, we're all familiar with, and one of the New Zealand companies that was directly impacted by the introduction of tariffs. Now, yesterday, they issued an NZX announcement ahead of their annual shareholders meeting, which was yesterday, and provided guidance on the 2026 year. Now, Mike, these annual shareholder meetings, you know, they're primarily to present the previous year's outcomes. We always like to hear any comments on the outlook. How has the new year started? And for Scaler Up, the 26th financial year has, in their words, started well. Don't you like it when an announcement starts like that? It started well. So the first quarter, Q1 earnings, 10% ahead of the previous comparable period, which sounds pretty good. Demand across the range of applications their products are used for has been robust. Another great word we like to hear in company announcements. Dairy industry mentioned as being a notable contributor to growth. Then they made some comments on tariffs. And this is where you really need to start to listen, because they're dealing with the fallout of tariffs in a very real sense, because they manufacture in China and they have reasonable revenue exposure to the US as well. Now, they sell stuff there. They say that forecasting their future results is now more difficult because of the ever-changing tariff regime, and very relevant, of course, if you think about the volatility of the relationship between the US and China. Tariffs, you know, has just whacked another 100% on there. Look, they reacted quite quickly when tariffs were introduced. They're now saying that they may have to consider manufacturing in the US to meet US demand. And sort of, I suppose, sort of stepping beyond that, for me, Mike, this discussion highlights the difficulties being faced by manufacturers in trying to decide, how do you commit to all this stuff, you know, and do you commit to it and then have the rules change? So it just, it creates enormous problems. Anyway, Scaler Up's doing reasonably well and their share price holding up quite well. So good news.
What do we make of Tesla given that subsidy expired in that particular quarter?
Well, I think it flattered their results. But, I mean, we haven't talked about Tesla and Elon Musk for a while, have we? Still seems plenty of Teslas on the road, see, although you get a few BYDs and other things there. Now, what I will say, Mike, is these magnificent seven company results are important. I think we can say that in some places, the US market, the US share market is sort of quite fully priced. So these mega cap companies, they need to deliver on expectations. And you can see what happens when they miss. I mean, look at Netflix, down 11% in the last two sessions. Tesla reported after trading had closed yesterday, net income. So the net income fell 37%, but their vehicle sales did improve. Now, just in the background, Mike, we've got all of this ahead of this big vote in November on Musk's pay package, which is outlandish, incredible. Find an adjective that works here. Apparently, over time, he could be paid more than $1 trillion. He talked about that. And this is when it just gets all kind of weird. He said it's important in securing his control of the company as it expands into automation, AI, humanoid robots. But he doesn't want to be ousted once he has built the robot army. I mean, what planet are we on here? They're planning to take the safety drivers out of the robo taxis in Austin by the end of the year. They've got this cyber cab, you know, this two-seater autonomous cab that's going to be scheduled for production in the second quarter of next year. I can't talk about that without thinking about Johnny. You remember Johnny, the taxi driver in Total Recall?
Yes.
You may not. Yeah, it's always in my head when he talks about these things. Anyway, they had record revenue of $28 billion in the third quarter, 12% growth in the last year. But yes, Mike, these EV credits, they're expiring on the 30th of September, so you get a rush on sales. They are also lifting their spending on R&D, but there's a drop in revenue from carbon credits. The share price has actually held up pretty well. But one thing you're never short of with Tesla is stuff to talk about,
that
right?
That is true. What are the numbers, by the way?
The Dow Jones, the US market's holding up reasonably well. Day 23 of the shutdown, as you've said, second longest in US. 35 days was the longest one. The bets are that we're going to get close to that. Now, the Dow Jones, up 108 points, just about 0.25%, 46,699. The S&P 500 up over 0.5%, 38 points. 6737 the mark there, and the NASDAQ up 0.82%, 185 points, 22,925. FTSE 100 up 0.2%, 9578. The Nikkei fell 1.35%, 48,641. Shanghai Composite up 9,392. The Aussies gained 3 points yesterday, 9032. And we gained just over 0.5% yesterday on the NZX 50, 13,377. Kiwi dollar is a bit stronger, 0.5748 against the US, 0.8827 Aussie, 0.4951 against the euro, 0.4317 against the pound, 87.78 Japanese yen, gold, $4,133, and Brent crude. Yeah, we don't want to hear this.
Here we go.
$66.07.
Just like that. Thanks, Donald. You're a champion. Love you like a brother. See you Tuesday. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.